Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
I was just talking to my buddy, one of my best friends, Kyle, about this because he went to an Ace Hardware, which this I think is the reason you go to an Ace Hardware as opposed to like a big, huge store. But he went there and he was talking to the guy behind the counter and ended up finding everything about this man's life, like how his son took this big journey across the country and didn't want to go into the hardware business and he wanted to become a mortician instead. So he went to LA to do that. And I was like, what? Like I said, that is why you go to like an Ace Hardware, because there's that, or there's always like a dog you can pet there. But
I love small stores.
Yeah. But I also love the idea of talking to a stranger and finding out way more information about them than you ever expected finding out, you know?
Oh, my absolute favorite.
Have you ever met a stranger and then found out something very unexpected about them? You got some TMI from a stranger?
I met a person, this actually wasn't that long ago, and I was in a store, and they just started telling me, like, their son got divorced because he found the wife cheating. Oh. And the people were naked. Like, it's just like weird.
And they just started describing it to you?
Yeah, it was really weird.
Cool, I get the point. I don't need to know about the weird birthmark, you know?
Yeah, I'm like, thank you so much for letting me know everything.
Yeah, some people are overshares, but does this happen as often as I think it does? I'm not sure. 312-946-4995. Let's find out. Have you ever gotten some stranger TMI? You met somebody and you got way more information than you expected to get from them. Denise, you work in banking. You said somebody was very TMI with you. What'd you find out?
Client came in, never seen the woman before in my life. Brought her into my office. 2.5 seconds. She was telling me all about her IUD.
Oh, all right.
How do you respond? Like,
I literally couldn't. I tried to think of something right now, and I had nothing.
Well, exactly. And it's like,
almost, it's almost like my thoughts were blocked. Like an IUD, like it blocks. You know?
I got it. I got it.
Okay, I know it's not exactly how it works, but you, come on, throw me something here and nothing else.
Yeah, oh my God.